How come you got to count it down this time?
I was thinking that. I don't know. I just took control.
Wow. I think, yeah, things have just taken a turn. I think the Ayatollah is now Bowen.
Exactly.
I'm not in charge. Don't put me in charge of anything.
Oh, shit.
Oh, what's he done?
Sorry.
What's he done?
I was trying to find a soft mat for my beer, so when I set it down, it doesn't make a bunch of noise. But then I dropped my frisbee and made a bunch of noise.
You stood up, you dropped everything, and you made the noise anyway.
Yeah.
What's that engine going on outside?
Sorry. It's not my house.
What are you showing us? What are you showing us, Josh?
World's worst disc. The Halo Polecat.
When did you get
they
that?
They are a little gimmicky.
It's beautiful, though. Look at it.
When did you get it?
Where?
When?
Oh, when? It came today. I have my nephew and my sister-in-law flew in, and I had it shipped to their house from a place in the States.
Oh, nice.
And when he handed it to me, I went nuts. He's only like 4 years old, and he's like, oh, what's it? What is it? And I opened it, and he was just like, a frisbee. And I was like, you will never understand.
Does he not get it? Have you not taught him the way?
I mean, in all honesty, Josh, I don't understand that I play this golf.
It became popular through a meme on Instagram a couple years ago, and there's been jokes of Innova making this disc by this meme page for so long now, and I've just kind of like bought in and just been like, when are you going to make it? When are you going to make it? And I can't believe they did it.
Well, they did an April Fool's thing, and the first ones were apparently in DX plastic, and they just put a halo above the Polecat, like, on the stamp.
Oh, but like he was an angel.
Yeah, then, like, a couple of days later, they suddenly dropped the first run of them, and you got, like, a little card with it and everything, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Shit, I forgot about that.
But you didn't get that one, you just got one of the normal standard run ones, didn't you,
Josh? I'm late to the game, however, I'm in the game, doesn't matter.
You're in the game.
Have you not had like, to throw it today? Right.
No, I haven't had a throw yet. I've been just hanging out with the family a little bit. And then I got to work the next 2 days. But then I'm off for like 5 days. So hopefully...
Yeah, we get a good few days off, don't we?
Yeah, I'm really excited about that. I haven't played golf in a while.
See,
you know on Thursday, Friday... You're not allowed to do anything apart from go out onto the street and wave flags.
It's Shomer Chavez?
Shomer Chavez?
Yeah.
What's that?
It's like a Jewish holiday where you can't do anything that requires like technology or...
The Queen's above religion. It doesn't matter. You've just got to...
If she's above religion, then why is everyone asking God to save her?
Well, she is religion because it's like she's, Protestant.
She's the head of the church.
She's the head of the Church of England.
I did not know.
We're not even winding you up. But she's above religion.
Well, I'm pretty excited for her jubilee because I'm playing in the band for the street party we're having.
Oh, are you really?
Yeah. We're going to have a little band for tea time. It's going to be like two violins, a clarinet, a flute, and then me on drums.
Oh, that'd be alright.
A load of middle-aged men trying to be cool, isn't it?
Well,
middle-aged, middle class.
Yeah.
There you go. I haven't met any of these people yet. I just, I've been invited.
Surely, Josh, you should get the bongos out for that, hipster.
Well, I've got a djembe and a cajon, so...
I don't even know what they are. That's too hipster for
me. Kay always compliments my cajon as well.
Whilst he's drinking his kombucha.
Kombucha.
This is a beer because apparently Duffy's not going to have one. Duffy's not going to have a beer on this show. We won't go into it, but that's all I'll say. I'll be nice.
Yeah, that's enough said.
It looks to me
moving right
like
along.
It's an IPA, isn't it, Josh?
Wow, did I? It's
a session beer.
Yeah, it's a mixed firm pale ale. Firm, so I think, meaning fermented.
So it's not even an IPA, it's an MFPA.
It's a dry Moorish pale ale with ruby grapefruit aromas, brewed to celebrate enjoying a beer with friends, old and new.
Yeah, that...
You've left me speechless.
That doesn't sound hipster at all.
I mean, you guys are my friends, and I'm having a beer, and that's what they wanted. That's what they wanted.
Yeah, I suppose. I'll let you
did you people... Did you hear on the weekend that disc golfer gets shot? I mean, it shouldn't laugh, really. I did. But is that what the fuck's going on?
Isn't Joel Freeman from there? Because I think I heard someone like tag him and be like...
Was it Kansas?
Oh, shit.
KC, so I'm assuming Kansas City, yeah?
Yeah.
But so, somebody was saying in the Chains team chat that they had World Champs there in 2009 and found a dead body.
What?
Yeah, apparently.
At the same course.
Kansas City could be Missouri.
But why is it not in Kansas? Why is it not in Kansas? That doesn't make any sense.
Look, I'm just telling you.
Kansas City, Missouri.
That
doesn't make sense.
I think it's right. Where do Kansas City Chiefs play?
Kansas?
Do they? Is Missouri anywhere near Kansas?
Just above
Kansas
it, isn't
City
it?
In Missouri.
That's not right. What's the point in that?
Is that the actual Kansas City?
No, there's an actual Kansas City.
It's on the western edge of Missouri near Kansas.
Yeah. Kansas City isn't in Kansas.
There's two.
No, it's not. It's the city in Missouri.
it's funny because...
Hang on, it's right on the border. It's half and half.
But it belongs to Missouri. That's one of those weird American things that, like, you can make fun of people about that they don't know, but really, how the fuck are you going to know that unless you've been there?
What's the capital of Kansas? Then Oklahoma City.
Donald Trump got made fun of for saying that one night.
Of what? Saying what?
He was like, to the people of Kansas, in Kansas City, something like that. I don't know. I think he said the Chiefs were in Kansas.
They're not there. The Chiefs aren't in Kansas, are they? They're in Missouri.
Yeah, exactly.
This is what I thought that Kansas City wasn't in Kansas.
So what's the capital? Is it Wichita?
No, it's Oklahoma City.
Oklahoma's a state, you pillock.
Got him.
But Oklahoma City is a city. What? Because that's where the bombing was, wasn't it, Josh? The Oklahoma City bombing?
Yes. Oklahoma City bombing was in Oklahoma City. Good job.
What was his name?
That wasn't the Unabomber. That was I can't remember.
I know who it was. The CIA.
Oh wow, deep state.
The Unabomber is one of my favourites, I think.
Did you see
he
that?
He was nuts. Wasn't
you
he?
Say that though, but his manifesto made a lot of sense to me.
Of course, it would to you because you're nuts.
The state capital of Kansas is. Topeka.
Topeka, yeah. I've heard Topeka, yeah.
Topeka.
So, that's mental. I didn't know that. I just thought it'd be Kansas City.
Yeah, well...
Interesting.
Yeah, that's crazy. And apparently, yeah, the shooter was not a disc golfer. But he just, like, walked up to a group on a tee and just, like, took someone out.
Someone, the lad in the group who told us said that described the person as it was probably a tweaker.
Could have been.
What's a tweaker?
Crystal meth.
Ah, okay.
Are we allowed to talk about drugs on the podcast? Will that get us demonetized or something?
Boom, we don't get monetized, so.
Yeah, we do. We make a fortune, don't tell Josh.
Yeah.
How can we get demonetized? Yeah.
Right.
We have to pay them. Right, I've got one more thing to say before we start the show.
Go on then.
Okay.
I am fuming today.
Go on.
Because I saw that crappy Innova Vault thing and there were a load of rubbish destroyers and stuff on there. Someone's just told me they were selling 2018 Nate Sexton Firebirds on there as well. And they're all sold out now. Interesting. I'm fuming about it.
I don't even know.
Brand new.
What's the end of a vault?
I don't know. It's something new to me. There's still discs on there now.
You're saying vault.
Vault.
Vault? What are you saying? I think I'm saying.
I thought you said vault. Like,
that's what it said?
Yeah, I said vault.
As in, like, you lock something away in a vault.
Vault.
Yes.
Not vault. Vault. Vault.
Is this just going to be an hour of us just going, vault?
Wait, say vault. Oh, good. Vote. That's good.
So they've just released loads of stuff.
That's cool.
Yeah. Re-released, like, Macbeth Destroyers and stuff.
Like, Four-Time and stuff?
I think so.
It'd have to be Four-Time, wouldn't it?
Why don't we just have a look later? Let's start the show.
All right.
Thanks for listening to In the Chains. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And if you like the show, please leave us a review.
Welcome back, everybody.
Make sure to check out our YouTube channel to view our round videos and course flythroughs.
And subscribe there too. As always,
until next time, keep it in the chains.
Joshua Birmingham.
Coming out of the vault.
And
Mr. Thomas Bowen. Good evening. How are we?
No, not too bad. Not too bad.
We are better.
Better than be expected, anyway. I'm feeling ill.
You tried your hardest. We'll give you that. You tried your hardest.
Being ill from it.
I mean,
why are you ill?
What are the side effects of being pepper sprayed?
It's like a moral hangover.
Moral hangover. I think he's got monkeypox.
Fucking hell!
Probably did hanging out with that many people.
God knows what they sprayed me with, Bowen. It's killed me.
Did you actually get sprayed?
Yeah, actually got sprayed in the face.
What about your dad?
He saw someone who heard from someone else who knew someone else who got pepper sprayed. That's basically what it is.
I've been pepper sprayed in high school. There was like a fight broke out in the hallway, and the campus police officer, instead of just like stopping the actual fight, just sprayed pepper spray into like a crowd of people.
Yeah. He definitely wanted to just spray pepper spray at someone. He weren't bothered about the fight.
That's what happened this weekend.
Yeah.
I was
just lazy cop work.
Yeah, basically. I was about 7 to 10 meters away from people that got sprayed. And obviously it drifted along and it just fucking burnt my eyes, burnt my throat. It wasn't particularly nice.
Does it taste good?
No, doesn't taste like anything. Doesn't smell like anything either.
That's scary, that is, yeah. Isn't it?
But you just
imagine if it wasn't pepper spray.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, Bone.
But they're infecting you with monkeypox.
Don't worry. No, I've already had my jabs. They've already infected me with that.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think they've altered your DNA, haven't they?
They haven't turned the nanobots on yet, on me, but as soon as they do...
They're just letting them get nice and deep in you before they turn them on.
Yeah.
Someone genuinely mentioned to me a conspiracy that we need to talk about on the show.
I mean, this is the show for it, right? Disc Golf Podcast. But we do it every week, so...
I can't remember what it was, but it was a good one.
I'll have a think for next week, and we'll keep everybody on the edge of their seat as to find out what it
is. Let us know what you want us to talk about conspiracy-wise.
We've already covered birds aren't real.
We're going on about this new invented disease, monkeypox.
Yeah,
this
new invented disease.
That's what they want you to know. Yeah. That's what they want you to think, Josh.
And apparently nobody who's got monkeypox... Everybody who's had monkeypox have all had their jabs. That's all
you know
I'm
what
saying.
I was thinking, actually. I had my jab. True, but... I was walking around today, and I just had like the urge to like hang on every branch in the park as I was walking through it.
Yeah, that's what happens. That's how it starts, Josh.
But the thing is, monkeypox, all joking apart, is very similar to smallpox and very similar to cowpox.
I had a banana for breakfast.
Josh, it's happening.
Oh, my God.
Genuinely, though, isn't it just shingles?
No, it's like cowpox or smallpox.
Wait,
that's what it's like.
Seriously, is it? Because my boss has shingles.
Oh no.
No wonder you want to hang off trees.
Oh no.
Nah, I see there was like a news agency or some type of media outlet who were using a picture for monkeypox, which they'd literally pulled off like one of the health websites for shingles. It's the same picture. And they were getting criticised saying it's the same thing.
There's your problem. You're watching a news outlet. We know not to believe them.
Yeah. I don't believe a word that they tell me.
The only real news is Bowen's fake news.
Exactly. All you need to do is look at everything and question it.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Do you have one of those shirts? Question everything.
It's what I teach my daughter. It's the main thing I teach my daughter. If anyone tells you anything, question them.
Be skeptical about it.
You were that kid that everyone's like, this is this thing. You're like, why? You're like, because of this. You're like, well, why? You know, just
that's the best way to be, isn't it?
Yeah. If it's true, then they'll be able to back it up.
Give me supporting evidence.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So on that note, have you played any disc golf, Joshua?
Nope.
So you're...
What?
It doesn't matter what else you've done in this week.
No, it really doesn't. I don't even remember what I've done this week. I worked a lot, and that's about it.
You mean you worked a lot for you?
I mean, yeah, I worked a 4-day week. It's crazy.
But you just said your boss is off.
He's off. He went to Costa Rica with monkeypox.
Yeah, well, there you go then. So why are you working hard?
Yeah, exactly.
Because he wasn't there, another girl wasn't there, and I had to like fucking take the weight, you know, just carry on like a champion.
If I was you, I'd go and find a nice quiet corner, get a deck chair out, and just read the paper all day.
And then
you're the boss. If your boss isn't there, you're the boss. So you get the minions.
When he comes back, you say, oh, loads of other stuff come up. My plan was to do this, this, and this, but loads of other stuff come up, and I had to obviously deal with that first of all. So it meant that I only got about a fifth of what I wanted to get done.
It's like my other buddy at work says, when our boss asked what we did while he was away, he goes, well, the cat was gone, right? Mice in it.
The mice. Yeah, the mice can play, yeah.
Another thing that I learned this from a woman who was born in North Wales, so you can imagine how sort of miserable and moany she was. But
militant.
But I got on pretty well with her. But she used to just moan. Anytime they bring in any type of change... at all, anything, no matter how minute, she just moan about it and moan. Can't do that. No, that's ridiculous. Why are we doing this? I can't do that. It's too heavy. I can't do that. I'm trained. Just constantly. But in the end, you're laughing. But in the end, what they used to do is just go, oh, it's not worth it. We'll just get other people to do it who ain't going to moan. and then that would get her out of it. And I'm like, that's the best lesson I've ever learned in my working career. Whenever something new comes in, moan about it repeatedly, and then they just get somebody else to do it who's less hassle. Who'll just say
like
yes.
Today, Blair was like, can you get the kid? He's crying. And I went over there, and I knew how to stop him from crying, but I didn't. And then she, like 30 seconds later, was like, fine, I'll take him.
All you need to say is, you're the one that wanted him.
Oh, God. No, I'm totally kidding. I would never make my child cry any longer than he has to.
It's character building, isn't
it? I think it is. I do the same with a cup of tea, because I don't drink tea or coffee, but whenever I make one for Kay, I always make it bad.
This is exactly where I learned this.
Yeah, and then she doesn't ask me to make them again, so...
Yeah, exactly.
How do you make bad tea, though? It's like, well, you put the milk in first or something?
Yeah,
or
put the milk, like, yeah, put the milk in first, make it too milky.
Then squeeze the shit out of the bag.
Stir it with something you shouldn't.
Yeah. There you go.
That's it.
So
I thought the biscuits were supposed to go in the tea.
Well, you dunk them.
Sorry. Oh, just leave them at the bottom.
Absorb it all the tea. You take them out and they're twice the size. Bowen,
Sorry to move on yet. If you have a cup of tea, Josh, do you like tea?
Yeah.
You do, don't you? Yeah. You like coffee. Get a Kit Kat, get a segment, or whatever they call it, a finger, bite both the ends off. You can use it as a straw to drink your cup of coffee or
that
cup of tea.
Can't work. The chocolate's on the outside. And then the wafer doesn't...
It works. Give it a go.
All right, fine. I'll try it.
Bowen's asking whether Josh likes tea. You know he does, because he does what all Americans do and has a full box of Twinings tea with all different shades and like teas for birthdays, teas for bar mitzvahs, tea for...
He forgot that weekend.
Yeah.
He forgot the weekend at my house because he had two beers and totally blacked out.
That is horseshit. You went to bed a lot earlier than me.
Everybody knows that all you ever get is like PG Tips or Yorkshire tea, and you don't have all this breakfast tea or Earl's Grey.
You guys
would
be glad to know, since I've started this new gardening job, we only have like the shittest Yorkshire, like basically builder's tea.
Yeah. And
Yorkshire tea's the best tea you can get.
It's in like, it's like in a 50 kilo dog food bag. Like there's just,
but it's the best.
And by the time you get to the bottom, it's like the stalest shit on the planet.
They're the best tea bags, Yorkshire tea.
It's good though. I like it, and that's what I drink now. So
that's all I drink. It's the best.
Well, there you go.
The only reason Josh has all the 20 different varieties is because him and his missus, whenever they go to the hotel, they just steal them.
Oh,
interesting. Stop giving away my secrets.
There we go. Told you.
My mom used to do that with when we used to go to Disney. They'd give like little bottles of like shampoo and little bars of soap and stuff, and she'd just literally take her own and just bag it each day. She'd just bag it, so they put a fresh one on there, bag that, fresh one on there, bag that. And she had about 180 bottles at one point of like different ones of soap and stuff. And I don't know why you do it.
For?
I had no idea.
What
for? It's typical like mom from Kidderminster behavior.
And then that never gets used, and they just sit somewhere in your house.
Yeah,
I've stolen toy because I live on my own. No, this is going to get a bit personal. I steal toilet rolls sometimes because a pack of four toilet rolls
lasts you forever.
Me 3 months. Yeah, it lasts me 3 months. So I just steal a toilet roll.
Oh man,
I don't know why you're laughing.
Holiday Inns, beware.
There goes Bowen with his toilet roll.
You get screwed over because a lot of the cheaper hotels say
single
give you the
ply,
dispensers,
aren't
they? So you only get the single sheets each time.
Yeah.
All right, and I'm definitely a 5 or 6 layer fold over kind of guy.
Yeah. You don't want your finger to like just go through the middle of it, do you?
this is getting worse and worse every week.
Right. We're gonna have to actually talk about some sort of disc golf. So Bowen, what have you been up to?
I have actually played disc golf this weekend.
What? Wow.
Not a tournament.
Go on.
You wouldn't believe it. It was only 9 holes at Arrow Valley.
Oh, wow.
But I took one of my mates, Duffy. I took Browning with me.
Oh, yeah.
He's been taking the mick out of me for a bit. Now, he played ages ago, like when I was useless, and he reckoned he beat me, like round Arrow Valley.
Yeah.
And I just let him have it. So he's been taking the mick out of me. He came with me again. And I lent him a couple of my discs and told him the right sort of distance. Right, he's not got a bad action for a beginner, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like, he was keeping it flat. He wasn't throwing it nose up. And he scored 5 over, which I don't think is too bad for like your second
ever round.
What'd
you give him? What'd you give him to throw?
I gave him
Halo Destroyer.
I gave him a Rico X, which is a bit like an Envy, because we were having a throw of that. I gave him my Ricos to putt with, and on a couple of the holes, I let him have a go with a Cax as well, which probably isn't too good a beginner disc, but it's not too bad. He was like, I don't want to just throw putters. So I gave him that, and that's described as what a mid-range driver, isn't it? It's only a 6-speed.
6-speed,
so.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, never mind. I was going to say, it's the one with the negative turn, but it's not.
No, it's not. It's 0-3.
It's overstable, to be honest.
0-3. I think it's 6-4-0-3, off the top of my head.
And I gave him a buzz as well. I gave him a buzz to throw as well, because it's fairly neutral, isn't it, a buzz?
Yeah.
So.
I would have just given him a Halo Destroyer and a Berg.
I don't think the Berg's too bad for a beginner disc. I think it's quite...
Yeah, it is. It's all right, but I'm just thinking if you've got like any sort of distance between a max overstable disc and a Berg, you're pretty screwed there, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. But yeah, how did you get on?
We only played 9 holes. They're easy. And I scored 2 under. I had a couple of... I probably had 4 or 5 birdies.
Yeah.
But then I had a couple of bogeys. Yeah. So it was just one of them.
Nice.
Yeah, it was all right. I haven't played in a while properly, so it was nice to go and blast the cobwebs out. Nearly had an ace run on hole number 2. It looked like it was going in for a bit, but it didn't.
Yeah.
And that was it. So
that's one that I feel like is most aceable there, I would think. But
yeah.
But it's nice. That's a good score. I had a little go. I put a few bits on Instagram. It was honestly the most ridiculous thing ever.
Like, how the hell?
So basically, went down to Paris to watch football, and because we went in the car, it meant that I could take my disc golf stuff with me. And by the hotel that we were stopping, which was near Lons, I had a look, and there was like a 4.6 or 4.7 out of 5 on new disc course, free to play in the park.
Sounds great.
So first of all, we turned up there, and you won't get this, Josh, but we turned up at this course, Bowen, parked the car, and there was caravans and horses on this park. So what do you think?
What are you thinking there?
I
don't know if I'm even allowed to say this word, but pikeys.
Yeah.
We say
I'd say pikers. Gypsies. It's probably not right, but I'd say pikers as well. Gypsies. Yeah, gypsies, new age travellers, whatever.
new age, is that what they call new age?
I don't know.
Sounds like space travel.
Is that new age? Because they've been travelling for years.
I don't know. But you know, you get the gist. Well, anyway, my dad was like, make sure you lock the car, Tom. We've got tickets in the car. And so he's like, we was walking around and he was like really like cautious about it. And it turned out, because they had like carriages, you know, like the one horse and you sit on the back on a carriage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was driving these around the park, and I thought, they look quite posh to me, these people do. And it turns out it was like this massive equestrian event where they were doing like chariot races and like they were doing dressage and all this sort of stuff. So they weren't pikers at all, but our first impression was that they were because of past experiences.
Why did he leave the tickets in the car and not carry them with him?
I said this to him, and he didn't want to walk back for them. Yeah, so we played this course, and it was a really nice course. It had some good elevation.
Well maintained?
Yeah, well maintained. Yeah, there's a couple of people playing. I said bonjour, and then they said something else in French. You know, when you think, well, I'll give it a go. I said bonjour, and they said something else, like, really quickly. And I was like, okay, thank you.
You were just like...
Yeah, I'll leave it there. I've said bonjour, I've done my bit. So we played that, and then there was one hole which we got to the tee pad, and I was looking for it, and I was, see it. It was on like an island, and I could see it was an island. It looked on the map, it was an island, and it played as an island green. So if you didn't get it over, you had to go to the drop zone. So I threw the shot, and it was perfect. It was probably about... I reckon it's about 90 metres, and I ended up about 8 metres away from the basket.
I'm not having this. There's no way. There's no way you've hit an island 90 metres
away. I mean, it was a decent size. The island was a decent size. It was probably...
Okay.
It was probably like 40 metres across.
Well, the basket was 90 metres away, yeah.
Circular. But I got it within about 8 metres of the basket. It was like perfect shot. I was like, pretty pleased with that. And I was walking down, and I was like, right, where do you cross? I was walking around the island. I thought, perhaps the footbridge is around the other side. So I walked around the other side, no footbridge. I was like, well, how did you get across? And I don't know what the answer is, to be honest. The basket was there, so they must play to it. But I have no idea how they get across to
maybe,
it.
Maybe that's what your friends were trying to tell you, and you were too ignorant to listen.
Maybe, maybe. So in the end, I just took my. I thought, well, I'm not going to leave a disc over there, so I took my socks and shoes off.
What disc was it?
Halloween Insanity.
Oh, I can't leave that.
So I thought, I'm not leaving that there. So I took my socks and shoes off and took a putter over because I thought I might as well finish off the hole. And I got over to the other side, and because nobody looked like nobody had walked on it, there was all like little stingers about probably about 2 inches high. Ooh. And like, I literally couldn't step anywhere. It was absolute hell. But I made the putt, so I was quite pleased with that. And then I had to get back across. But the rest of it played all right.
I was laughing so hard at your video of you coming back across. What was that, your dad videoing?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you were like coming up the hill with like your socks and shoes, like, got the bird. That's like, that's all that fucking matters.
The thing is, what would have made my dad the happiest man in the world is if I would have fell in and he would have had it on camera. And I thought,
he'd have got his 250 quid, wouldn't he?
There's no way I am giving him the satisfaction of me falling in this water. But it did stink, though, to be fair. So I
just want to confirm.
Go on.
Someone asked me, was that clickbait?
No.
Was there a bridge?
No. Swear my life. There definitely wasn't.
No.
Why would they make an order?
He would never risk getting his only pair of shorts dirty.
I went back. Yeah. Actually, I took two pairs from Ninja, so jokes on you. I went back up to the teapot after and had a look, and it said there was a basket to the right. So I think that they must play to some sort of basket to the right, and only play that during when it's dry. But I went and had a look where it said the basket was, and there weren't a basket there. So I've no idea what they do.
Maybe they had a flood and the bridge got carried away.
It was like a moat. It wasn't like a stream.
Try and say that sincerely, Josh.
What?
It sounded so insincere. It's unreal. But clickbait, I think. I think clickbait.
It bloody weren't. But I thought, there's no way I'm leaving my disc over there. Anyway, I finished off and I shot -2, -3, I think he was. I put -2.
You said 2 on Facebook. Yeah, so but I don't know. The fish is getting bigger with every time he tells it.
Let me confirm, because I did actually top the leaderboard for the last 30 days. -3.
French must not be very good at disc golf.
-3. Read it and weep.
Oh, wow.
Levin Val de Chouet.
Levin?
Val de Chouet. So,
Josh, you know you're talking about a fish. Did you hear about the one-armed fisherman?
No.
He caught a fish this big.
Oh my god.
So we played that, and then but that's obviously the only disc golf I played this week. But I enjoyed it. It was nice playing a new course, and I just wanted to play one. So on U-Disc, it looked like I hadn't just played courses within the UK.
Yeah, no, that's good. I love playing disc golf in other countries. It's like the best. It makes you feel legit.
Listen to you two bragging.
It's the best.
Well, because
I played in Scotland. Does that count?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, you say played. We'll use air quotes. Okay, so shall we move on to everybody's least favourite section? But before we do...
Oh, you're talking... Wait, I thought you were talking about my ad, because that has to be everyone's least favourite section. It's literally the same thing every week.
It's getting a bit stale now.
We're contractually obliged to do it.
Should I just do another one live right now?
Josh, nah. How do you get it to sound the same every week? That's what I want to know.
Just years of practice. I knew one day when I was like 5 years old that I would be doing an Upper Park ad, and so I just practice every day until now.
Nice.
Fair enough.
Right, so let's run the ad.
Since 2011, Upper Park Disc Golf has focused on disc golf bags and accessories with unique styles, innovative designs, and unmatched comfort. They use cutting-edge design techniques and durable outdoor materials with a lifetime guarantee, so you can focus on what really matters, keeping it in the chains.
Perfect. Okie doke.
Whether you're
over
a Bowen or a seasoned pro, Upper Park has the bag to fit your needs. Go to upperparkdiscgolf.com today and save 10% with our code INTHECHAINS10. Now back to the show.
I mean, is there even news?
There's a little bit. Yeah, there's a little bit. Fake. Right. News. So, let's start with the Prodigy Disc Pro Tour 2022 in Heinola, Finland.
Bowen, just before we start, by Prodigy, do you mean Prodigy?
I said Prodigy.
Yeah, go on. Yeah.
Prodigy.
Yeah.
Prodigy.
And obviously, I'm being an arsehole as I am. I couldn't let it drop. So please do continue.
How now, brown cow? The Prodigy Disc Pro Tour 22. And it's funny that you're picking me up on that. You want to see some of the names I'm about to say?
Oh, we know what's coming.
But the Prodigy, did I say it right then?
I think so.
Disc Pro Tour 2022 in Heinola, Finland. The first place in the MPO was Juna Heinanen.
Never mind, I won't correct you.
We don't know, do we?
Yuna.
Would you say Yuna? Have you played against
her? I haven't. Instead of spell check, we should call it Sammy check. When we get Sammy on here.
We
haven't Sammy checked it, but I think it's Yuna.
And then we had Joni Peltonen in second, and Seppo Paju in third place.
Now, that one I do know, Seppo Paju.
Paju.
Yeah, I don't.
Because he's actually good and famous.
Yeah, well, the others must be pretty good, to be honest. So.
Yeah, but I don't know the names you're saying, so I can't tell you.
So why are you being an idiot and correcting me on names you don't actually know?
No, I'm saying if you said it right, I might know who they were.
Okay. In FPO, this one should be easier. We had Evelina in first place, Henna in second, and Katie Tate in third, so...
That sounds about
well
right.
Well done to them.
Yeah.
I did all right there, didn't I?
So they're back from the States then?
They're back from the States. So so Evelina and Henna are back from the States.
I guess...
There was no... What were you going to say?
I was just going to say, I guess Kristen as well, but maybe she didn't play that tournament?
I don't... She don't need to play these small tournaments now, does she?
She's just swimming in cash right now, I guess.
Exactly. Although there was an $11,000 purse, which isn't too bad, is it?
Nah,
for the FPO?
No, that's for the total event.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So, then the sort of event over in the US wasn't a big one, but it was the SeaTac Takeoff. And Joel Freeman won that at 30 under, with Chandler Kramer in second, Kyle Crabtree in third, and man we've had on the show, Luke Sampson, in fourth.
Who was in fifth? Because I know this kid, I think.
We had, well, it was a three-way tie, Andrew Marweed.
Yep.
You know him.
No, keep going. Keep going.
Carter Aaron.
That's him, Carter Ahrens. So, this kid, he's probably like 14.
Yeah.
And he was on Team USA... when I was on Team USA in Estonia like a few years back, and he is really good. His brother and him both play, but they live in Washington, and they smash. But anyway, he's doing really good. He's averaging like over 1,000 at these tournaments already as a 14-year-old. So anyway, look out for that kid.
And there's one more event that I'm going to talk about that was over in North America. And that's the Dynamic?
Yes.
Dynamic Discs Tournament Capital Open presented by Okanagan Disc Supply. And this was in Kamloops, British Columbia.
Oh, nice.
And the only reason I know about Kamloops is because I watched a YouTube video, a very good YouTube video, called Brave Dave's Big Fat Freight Hop. And he travels across Canada on freight trains. Like, he literally hides on them. You should watch it, Josh. It's really good. It's a bloke from England. And he flies over to Canada and train hops.
Nice.
To get across. And he goes through Kamloops. But the reason I'm bringing this up is because Thomas Gilbert won the MPO. So well done to him. He's Canadian, isn't he?
He's the best Canadian disc golfer, for sure.
He's pretty much the best Canadian disc golfer. He's the only real notable person there. Like, there's a couple of thousand rated people. It sounds horrible, doesn't it? And yeah, that was it. And that's pretty much it. The FPO was won by Christy Lee, and I think she's a Castoplast player, but that's about it. So there we go. Tournaments coming up. We've got the Jubilee Open that is starting today, pretty much, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Cause yeah, Josh, cause you shut your head because you didn't.
Because today's Thursday, right? Yeah.
It's today's Thursday, so that's going to be a great event. From an amateur perspective, they're putting on a great players pack. I'm sure it'll be a great tournament. From a pro perspective, what do you think, Josh?
I think it's good, yeah. What's the pro purse?
I'm not too sure what the pro purse is, to be honest.
Is it still an A tier?
I'm not too sure on that either. We can check and come back.
Okay, we'll get our correspondence from the event to.
I did see Charlie put a post about the highest rated player was travelling from abroad and was over 1,000 rated.
Blair.
So.
Pardon? Go on. No, go on. Carry on, Josh.
Blythe.
Yeah.
Is it Blythe?
Blythe on Asgeirsson.
That sounded right. Anyway, it could have been terrible, but.
It's only because you put a weird twang on it.
I've played with him a couple of times, and I'm pretty sure I didn't say it exactly right, but it's close.
Did he beat you?
Yeah.
Is he a lot better than you?
He throws so far. It's crazy. But yeah.
But just because you throw far doesn't mean you throw good, does it?
No, he's really good. He's good.
Because I can throw 130-metre forehand rollers, but that doesn't make me any good.
Well, there's a lot of Icelandic guys coming down for the event.
The difference is, though, Bowen says he can do this, but nobody's ever actually witnessed anything.
I did it. There were definitely people that witnessed it.
Mm.
Well, you threw one roller good enough to win you a free lunch, but you never got it.
Exactly, and that was with a tilt as well.
So there you go.
I don't know what we're doing, but we're obviously boring him, aren't we?
You're better than Blythe.
I am. I'm gonna say that.
No,
I'd knock him out.
Would knock him out because it.
How does that sound? How does that sound?
A 17-year-old kid or 18-year-old kid. Yeah, saying, no, that's very good of you.
Look, man, he's stepping into a man's shoes, you know. So.
We talk some absolute shit, don't we?
But
I've got a couple more tournaments coming up. This is to support the women. So we have the Summer Soiree on the 9th of July at Longford. And the reason I'm liking this is because in the player pack, you get gin.
What?
I know, that's good, isn't it?
Wow.
And botanicals, but I think botanicals are like the hipster stuff, ain't they? That
you... You add
is
to
that
it.
What you mix? You'll know what... Is that what you mix in the drink? It's like little flowery mixers, right?
I knew you'd know what it was.
Well, because you have gin with it in it already, like infused.
Gin's
or whatever.
Already got botanicals in, hasn't it?
Yeah.
So yeah, you get gin with your players pack.
Nice,
which is quite cool.
It's good if you have a bad round. Also... Isn't it?
Yeah. Well, you like, just steal like, all your cards and just nick them.
It's like Simon Lazat said. It's like. He's like, what do you do different from a good round to a bad round, post round? He said, well, if I have a good round, I have a beer and feel good. And if I have a bad round, I have a beer and feel bad.
Fair enough.
That's my dude.
I wouldn't have thought that many of the pros drink, though, to be honest.
Simon loves beer.
I suppose German, he's German. He'll like the good beers, won't he?
Yeah.
He likes a schnitzel and frankfurts as well. What is schnitzel? I don't know. Schnitzel.
It's like fried steak.
Pork.
Oh, is it?
Is it good? They get it. I think they flatten pork, like pork loin steak. They flatten it, put it in breadcrumbs, then deep fry it.
Yeah, it's delicious.
Is it good?
Yeah.
Yeah. A little bit of sauce or something is great.
And then there's another women's event, which is the Women's Global event in August at Lilford.
Lilford.
So you got that's all the info I've got at the moment.
It's funny because Manchester now has what, two courses, and one's Longford and the other one's Lilford. So it's like Lilford. You got the long one and the little one.
Yeah.
Very cute.
We've had some people play Lilford and they quite enjoy it. I think some of the lines are very tight.
Bit of woods golf, finally.
Yeah. But like I don't like woods golf because you've got to have some accuracy, haven't you?
That's true. Speaking of woods golf, do you have a SummerSlam in your news?
SummerSlam is coming up at some point in the summer. Why don't you tell us about it?
It's before the summer soiree.
Oh, is it? When is it? What dates? You give us the info.
It is June.
Okay, it's before. Come on, Josh.
June 25th. Is that right? I'm gonna be there. It? Yeah, June 25th and 26th. It is in Newbury near Reading.
I worked in Newbury. Yeah.
Yep, and it is on a temporary course being set up by Ace Disc Golf. Like half the course is in the woods on like amongst these old pines, and it's gonna be cool. It's like a little W.R. Jackson type feel.
You've been there, haven't you?
Actually, when you asked me if I'd played disc golf over the weekend, I didn't because I was volunteering to clean up the woods to make these holes. And it's going to be cool. If you have the weekend available, you should check it out because you're not going to be able to play this course any other time.
What baskets are they using?
They are getting the ones from the Jubilee Open, actually, from Charlie Mead.
Oh, are they the Prodigy ones?
DGA. I think they're Mach X's.
Yeah.
DGA ones. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The orange ones. Yeah. Well, Charlie's painted them orange, but you know
they're good baskets. One of my favorites.
Yeah,
yeah, they are. Yeah,
they catch really well. Yeah.
Question for you then, Josh. Would you be put off playing a tournament based on the baskets being used?
No, as long as they are all the same basket.
Yeah.
That's fine. I played a course, I think the very first tournament I played here was in Brighton, and it was like a temporary type deal where they set this, everyone brings a traveler.
Oh,
and
I couldn't be dealing with that.
So everyone's putts were going through these chains because they had like just single chains.
Yeah.
And I, for some reason, bought some R-Pro AVRs for that tournament. I don't know why, but they were like real gummy and real sticky. And I won in intermediate, my very first tournament, like PDGA tournament, and I also beat the pros as well, my first time here. So everybody was like, who the hell is this guy? And it was all because I had sticky putters on shit baskets. So boys, sticky putters.
This is what I say, you want grippy, like, I can't see why anyone ever puts with, like, a premium plastic. You want a budget, what's it called, baseline plastic, don't you? Because it's grippy.
It grinds my gears. When people are like, oh yeah, I'm putting with this champ rhino or this champ anything, I'm like, your shit's just sliding off the chains. Like, you're not helping yourself.
I disagree. I think it's a load of bollocks. I honestly think it makes like 1% difference. That's how little I think it makes of a difference.
Alright, we are going to do, the next video is going to be Team Shit Putter versus Team Grippy Putter. That's not really going to work out, is it? Go ahead.
See, the only thing that would put me off putting with a premium disc is if it's wet, I wouldn't like the slippiness of holding it in my hand.
That's one problem.
But if it's dry, I genuinely think there's no difference.
You're wrong.
I honestly don't.
It's shiny. Shiny's not as grippy.
You're wrong.
It's matte.
I don't.
It's not even. I'm not having it. Like, it's not just the grip for the chains either. It's grip for your hands. Like,
Yeah, I agree. I definitely get the grip for your hand, but I think if it's dry, I think like premium plastic, like Star, for instance. If you had a Star AVR and a DX AVR or Classic
AVR. That's for driving and throwing.
Nah, yeah. I don't think it makes any difference, honestly, I don't.
Okay, you've got a Berg, haven't you?
Yeah.
Duff. That's why haven't you got a K1 Berg?
I have, K1 Soft.
I thought you got a K3 that you threw
out. Yeah, the K3 is what's in my bag, and it is for...
Why is that in your
bag? Case it rains. And I don't like the slippiness. But if it was dry, it generally wouldn't bother me what it was. Honestly,
What do you put with?
A Luna, an Envy, or a Berg, depending on how I'm feeling and which one I pick up first out of the bag.
What's a Luna? What's a Luna? What's the plastic of a Luna?
Special blend, but it's...
Which is baseline, grippy...
Yeah. Yeah,
I've got a big Z Luna. Put that in your bag.
All of the discs that I've got are grippier plastics. All I'm saying is, if I could guarantee it was going to be dry, I genuinely wouldn't be concerned in the slightest about me putting with a premium plastic disc.
You're going to have more spit throughs. You're going to have more discs that when you hit the right side, the strong side, is not going to catch. Guaranteed.
I fully agree with you, Josh. And my thought is, you want, not only do you want baseline, and this must be personal preference, but you want like softer baseline, because I've seen people put in with hard baseline discs. There's no give on them. I think you want a little bit. It's like on a bike, you want a little bit of suspension. So it absorbs the impact. If you've got
so it's not bouncing back out.
It's not bouncing back out. You want the disc to absorb it. So in my eyes, you probably want as floppy disc as you can handle, don't you?
Well, I somewhat agree. I mean, I use medium.
Hang on, logic's gone out the window now because it's not what Josh does.
No. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, if you have something that's too floppy in your hand, how can you be sure that it's going to be coming out where you want it to? Because if it's like stretching and folding as you're putting torque on it to putt, then like that could carry it off in a different direction or whatever.
That's the difference. I do agree. You don't want put torque on our putts.
Have you
tried torqueless putting?
Zero spin, just like shove it in.
But so what do you putt with?
I putt with medium Penrose. So they're like about the stiffness, because a lot of people don't use Penrose, so they're about the stiffness of like a D-Line P2. So they got like just a touch of give, but not really that much. But it's just nice and grippy.
I putt with Ricohs at the moment, but I might be moving to a different disc. But my Ricohs are beating in K3 plastic, and you just feel them. They feel so like rubbery. Like it's hard to explain, but you can feel the traction on them.
Yeah,
and that's like, I don't like new K3 because it's still a bit shiny. But once you've beaten your disc in and you've got an old baseline disc and it feels rubbery, but still not foldable, but still a little bit giving it. That's the perfect putting disc.
Yeah, and I guess putting is one of those things. It's like, that's, I think, what people pay attention to most as far as like feel and like their own, like, you know, preference, basically. I mean, drivers, you don't really care. You know, you're going to get premium plastic. Yeah. But putters are really come down to personal preference, I think, a lot more.
Yeah, stop criticizing me for my personal preference.
Yeah, yours is shit.
No, how many discs?
There's no wrong opinion, except for Duffy's.
He's feeling sorry for himself.
We should lift him up, our friend, right now in his time of need.
Is it because he lost, or is it because he stood near someone who got tear gas?
I think he's got monkeypox, and he's just a bit down.
That's not what we do in England. In Britain. No. In Britain, when somebody's feeling down, we just take the piss out of them even more. And that's what shows, that's a sign of a good friend.
You told me I wasn't supposed to give you a lot of shtick, though.
I didn't say that. Bowen said that.
I was only winding you
up. And then I said, don't be an idiot. Just say what you want. I couldn't care less. Well,
I don't think I can do it. I mean, the loss was so bad. I don't think I could really add anything to that.
Yeah, but you are, that's coming from an American who doesn't really understand proper sport. So,
you wouldn't really know. Wait, don't you guys love that American football stuff? Like, didn't you play it? I think it's a pretty good game.
Yeah.
The real football.
It's all right in England.
You might just consider watching that and not your other team.
No, because that team's shit that he supports as well.
Welcome to my world.
The other team that I support in American football gets to the final and doesn't win as well.
Yeah. Are you talking about Georgia sports? Because that's what they do.
Let's face it.
I think we're all a bit beaten and bruised. I mean, Bengals didn't do shit.
Right. We'll come back next year. We had a good season.
What? We got to Super Bowl, mate. And I'm lost. Happy with that. We lost by one score.
Well, I guess...
And we're a couple of years too early anyway.
We lost by one score. Saturday.
Bowen is like the example of my roommate back in the day, and he's like, if he wasn't getting any, he would just lower the bar until he did, and then he'd be happy about it.
Yeah, exactly.
That is Bowen's mentality as well with women.
I don't know how we got here. Anyway.
Have we got any more news?
Oh, we're still doing the news. Wow.
I think we're all news now. I've mentioned the women's events. We mentioned SummerSlam. We mentioned Jubilee Open.
I've got one.
Anyone else got anything?
One personal bit of news. And I know we're giving them a load of stick, but congratulations to Dale, who got married last week. It will be last week last week. It always throws me out when we record to when it goes out. But yeah, got married last week. It looked like it was a really nice day. So that's the last thing we are ever going to say nice about him on this show.
I didn't want to bring it up because he never invited
us. Well, that's it. But
I'm still hoping that mine got lost in the mail.
Yeah, but
maybe all ours did. Yeah,
yeah.
And obviously, good luck to his missus as well. So, No, honestly. Hope it's a good day, and I'm sure we'll catch up soon. But right, so
God, that was a sappy.
It was sincere.
Yeah, when are we throwing out just like individual shout-outs now?
I love it, but geez.
Well,
and coming from you, Duff, as well. I'd expect it of Josh, but not you.
Well, from when I was crying on Saturday. Not from the football, but from the tear gas, which supposedly
he's just emotional. That's what it is.
It's just really got my emotions going.
there's a box of Kleenex right next to it. I can see it.
That's not for that, Josh. have we got a topic? Let's finish.
Dale, by the way, when you've been married as long as Duffy has, you'll have a box of Kleenex too.
Yeah, you need it. Right.
Why do you guys laugh at my joke?
Oh, that was a joke.
Sorry.
We're 1 hour, just over 1 hour free. Let's call it that. We'll save the topic we had for next week. And
what was the topic, Duff?
And
what was the topic?
He's breaking up my end, mate. Okay, so we have. Probably at this point of the podcast coming out, we'll have seen two drops of Firebirds, and we may have some more depending on how it goes.
We also have some more stuff dropping.
One of the discs may or may not have been mentioned in the show tonight, so keep an eye out for those. They'll be there or thereabouts Thursday, Friday, something like that. I would have thought that they'll be going on.
On Monday, they're already in Heathrow. So.
Yeah. I don't know if I said this last week, but we had quite a lot of good feedback from when we first did the drops on the Facebook group, how we used to do them for like sort of special edition discs and things like that. Because it feels like the feedback we got was that it allows people to not be beaten by sort of bots, or like not, it's not like, it gives everybody almost like a fair chance type of thing. And I think if I was buying, I would prefer to do it that way as well. I feel like if you know the time it's on, you just keep refreshing and then you're the first one to bin on it, and then it seems the fairest way of doing it, in my opinion. But so I think we're going to carry on doing it like that for big drops. And then obviously all the stock stuff was just be going on the website as
normal. Are you guys going to check the bins on one phone this time?
I think, no, we did it on two. You need to do it on two just to make sure.
Yeah, so we had somebody, when it come up as two bins, so, and it said the same time, so I checked with Bowen, and Bowen's was the opposite way around to what mine was. And so I checked on my laptop, so we checked on three devices, and it was 2-1 in favour of one person.
That's
so
fair. That's fair.
That's how we did it. So
that's fair.
And mine was accurate. So the, as we call it, it's an Oppo, but my mates call it a no go because it's terrible. But the Oppo actually came through for one.
So we're gonna do it like that, and obviously stock stuff on the website. But we've got. We have got something, like I say, coming Thursday or Friday, which I think we've only got a few of them, but I think people are going to be pretty keen on those. So definitely join that if you haven't already. I think everybody probably will have by now, but it's just worth repeating in the Change Shop group on Facebook. Go on, Bo.
To keep people a little bit interested, we might throw the odd little special thing on the website as well.
Yeah, yeah. But
you've got to work for it. They've got to work for it, haven't they?
That's all I believe that I've got to say. Anything for you, Josh?
No, actually.
Go out and have fun. Yeah, you meant to say you do.
You meant to say
your
yeah.
own Scoggins yep. in me. The okie doke. So, Bowen, anything else?
Just the same sort of sentiment as you. We've got lots of stuff coming in. We're always looking to increase stock levels. If there's something that you want and we can keep an eye out for it, we'll give it a go. Let us know what you want, people, like, because we don't want to be stuck with a load of discs. Let us know what you people want,
and we can try and source it. Perfect. Yeah. Okie doke. So. Let's call it a day then. So, as always, remember to keep it in the chains.
Keep it in the chains.
Keep it in the chains.
KITC. Keep it in the chains.
So what is a polecat then?
Thanks for listening to In the Chains. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And if you like the show, please leave us a review. Make sure to check out our YouTube channel to view our round videos and course flythroughs. And hit subscribe there too. Until next time, keep it in the chains.